a partial explanation of my father and of myself for my 18-month-old daughter. I spent far too many years learning him without learning, trying to gauge the man in the language of clenched fist and midnight prayer. My father was a broken man who went to sleep most nights before the sun went down, and sometimes he woke to curse my mother and kick her out of bed, to call her fat, slut, cow, bitch, and punch her places where the bruises wouldn't show. I never escaped the angers of that house or the strange, deep sadness of my father, who only showed his true face in our home. I never write about this because what's the point? There was goodness in him too, but as I aged, I inherited his angers and channeled them back at him and at myself, until the cancer came and his frail body brooked me back to some brief repose. Now that he's gone, I still struggle to see the best in him. Today, my girl, I took you to a gazebo where an old church bell has been mounted on a stand. It no longer rings unless you slap it with the flat of your palm. I hold you up to it and let you loose its song, which you do with both hands, flapping like two beautiful lily little swanlings about to take flight, the way my hands took flight when my father used to lift me up to punch the speed bag in our basement, back before I knew the world as anything but sunlight on gravel and a wagon pulled by sparrows. Dear girl, may I shield you from as many aches as I am able. May you know me as the hands that held you up to set the bronze to singing along the avenues.